You may recall a few months ago, I had a young woman on my show. Her name is Aubrey, and she was in a deadly road rage incident with a she's a motorcycle rider. And she was in a deadly incident down in Pierce County on I-5 with a 60-year-old man named Bruce Jones. And Bruce Jones had his wife in the car, and Aubrey told me what happened.
I just did like the, you know, the what the are you doing gesture. He then proceeds to go onto the shoulder and try to ram me with his car on the passenger side of his car into the cars in the right-hand lane. Continued to move and push forward because I wanted to get away from him and what he was doing.
So he forced her off to the side of the road. He gets out of his car in this heavy traffic on I-5 and starts physically attacking this young woman.
He just wasn't letting me go. And so I had my visor down and I was just like, get away. And boom, right in his head. And he held his face and he charged back at me. And at that time, we hit the barrier and I was on the ground and he was trying to rip my helmet off and he was hitting me and I could feel every hit.
And Aubrey is somewhat petite, 23-year-old. She was 23 years old at the time of this incident, and she was sure that this guy was going
to
kill her.
I remember having to try to catch my breath as I'm still fighting this man off of me. At that time, I'm in a fetal position against the barrier, and he has his hand on the front portion of my chin that's open for airflow and where the chin strap is. And he had his hand in that area and was trying to yank up and back. So trying to rip my helmet off, still coming in and out of consciousness. Like I had just come to, and then that's when I grabbed my firearm.
She has a legally possessed concealed carry gun. She was able to reach in, get her gun, and shoot this man who was attacking her.
I've never wanted to use my firearm to defend myself. I've never wanted to have to be put in that situation where I had to. I was fighting for my life, and that's what the whole point of having a concealed weapons permit and having a firearm is, to solely defend your life, and that's exactly what I did because I thought he was going to take mine. It was me or him, and I was coming home.
So she shot and killed this road rager who was attacking her. The reason I bring this up today is because a listener brought this to my attention. An anti-gun website, it's gunviolence.org, they put up pictures of people whose lives have been lost to gun violence. And so they got a picture of this 60-year-old guy that Aubrey shot. Bruce Jones, age 60, lost to gun violence on February 8th in Milton, Washington. The reason he died, he wasn't lost to gun violence. She was defending herself. It wasn't violence. It was self-defense. He was choking her out. She thought he was going to kill her. And to put him up as some kind of a poster child for victims of gun violence is just particularly crazy. So when you see these things, and I talk about the stats all the time, the school shooting stats that are so unbelievably exaggerated. And when a guy like this is held up as a victim of gun violence, it's just crazy.